18. Luke 19, beginning at verse 34 and 5, these words according to King James Version. It says, and they said, the Lord had need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the coat. And they set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Father, once again, it's in the name of Jesus we come tonight. Thank you once again for teaching and preaching time. Asking for clear thoughts and clear understanding. God, that I would rightly divide your word and I would rightly apply your word. I ask also, Lord, that in the name of Jesus you would touch every heart, every ear that is under the sound of my voice right now, that your word would penetrate our hearts by shaping us, molding us, and making us into all that you would have us to be. So that after the teaching and the preaching of your word, we will all become doers of your word. This I ask in the name of Jesus. And let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated once again in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Want to use for a thought tonight, and the choir was just blessing the soul, amen, with the song that they were singing, and the song just before the last one that says, Jesus is worthy to be praised, and certainly I began to rejoice in my spirit, because our thought for tonight simply is this: Jesus deserves our praise. Amen. Amen. Jesus deserves our praise. Deserve means to be worthy of. To be worthy of. And praise is adoration. Amen. Words of thanksgiving, words of praise. Sometimes, beloved, it takes us a while to appreciate the things of God. And what I mean by the things of God is what He does in our life. Sometimes we get used to it, and we take it for granted. Amen. We take His blessings for granted. Amen. Sometimes we take the activity of our limb, we take them for granted until something happens.
Amen.
And then we begin to understand of what great value, amen, our body parts are. Anybody ever had any trouble with their back? We don't think too much about it until we have problems with it. And then it is a constant reminder, because back injury is one that almost affects you just about in every move you make. You have to be very careful.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because it will let you know real quick seeing the goodness of God. What is very unfortunate is that some people never learn to appreciate God's goodness. Amen. Some church people never grow to the point that they appreciate the goodness of God. I just want you to carry with you tonight. Don't let that be said about you.
Amen.
Lamentations chapter 3. I'm going to look at a few verses here. And these are familiar verses to Bible readers. I know Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Because his compassion failed not. It is of his mercies that we are not consumed. I don't know about you, but every now and then I have to wonder, what was it, or was it anything that I did so good yesterday that God kept me around another day? And sometimes I discover that, amen, in spite of what I did or didn't do yesterday, God kept me around. Because I look at yesterday and I was contrary. I was stubborn yesterday. God didn't cut me off. I got some more for you, son. As soon as you get out of that little frame, I got something else for you. And I just have to know, amen, believe the word that it was his mercy. I am not consumed.
Not consumed.
Glory to God. You know, the Lord can put down one and set up another.
Yes.
Glory to God. He's not locked into us.
Amen.
Glory to God. I know sometimes we think our church is the only church living right. You better get off of that.
Amen.
God is too big.
Amen.
He's been away preparing too long just for room for your church.
Amen. Be thankful unto him.
good for us that we forget how to be thankful.
Amen. Amen.
We start living from the assumption standpoint. We start living from the entitlement standpoint.
Yes, sir.
I'm a child of God. God is going to do it. Huh? But the word says, be thankful unto him and bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord deserves our praise.
Hallelujah.
He's the only one that is worthy of total praise. Thank you, Jesus. This passage that we shared with you here tonight in the book of Luke. Amen. We started just below where Jesus had sent his disciples to find an animal for him to ride.
Right.
And one expositor that I was looking at, he describes this as Jesus preparing himself a parade. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all know how we have parades for the heroes, don't we?
Right.
Amen. We have parades for winners. We have parades for our veterans. We have all kinds of parades. And somewhere in that parade, there is one in particular that the parade is designed for or around. Amen. So it seems, according to this writer, that Jesus was preparing himself a parade. He sent the disciples and told them to go look for a colt. And he wanted one, amen, that had never been ridden before. Glory be to God. How many understand that the Lord deserves the best?
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. When we give God something, we need to try and give him our best. Now, the Lord, amen, cautioned them that they may run into some resistance.
That's right.
In other words, amen, a colt in those days was a very valuable asset to a family.
That's right.
And they were kind of costly, so sometimes one or more families had to share a colt. Amen. A donkey, if you will.
Hallelujah.
And so Jesus said, now look, you may encounter some opposition from the owner.
That's right.
Because if you don't have the one, he wants to maybe perhaps keep the one.
Amen.
But Jesus said, look, if they say anything, if they say, we are not going, tell them about master.
Hallelujah.
How many of us say move simply because the master said?
Hallelujah.
How many of us can move, amen, simply because the master because they did say something.
That's right.
They said, hey, we got more than our coat.
You know that.
The master needed.
Master needed.
And nothing else said.
That's right.
Glory to God. And so when they bring the coat, the word said, they brought him to Jesus and they began to put their garments upon the coat for Jesus to ride upon. And they were so carried away. They were so excited about Christ. And the word says that they spread their clothes in the way.
Yeah,
I know that touched some of us today because some of us are not going to be spreading our clothes for no donkey to walk on. Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Yeah.
Y'all don't want your children to walk on. You know, you're not going to spread them out there on the ground for the donkey to walk on. But the word says that in your Bible, it is in the King James Version. And they brought the name of Jesus and they cast their garments upon the coat and they set Jesus thereon. And they went, they spread.
That's what it said.
Yes, sir. Their clothes in the
way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And the word says, when we come nigh, even at the descent, amen, of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude. Sometimes, beloved, you've got to recognize who the Lord is.
Amen.
In the midst of what all may be going on in your life, you've got to recognize who the Lord is. That it says when he came to the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice and to praise God with a loud voice.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have put mufflers on this church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can be loud everywhere. But in the church, we got so sophisticated now that it's going to take all of that. We got so sophisticated now that people in my office, they're here tonight, and I don't want them to see me carrying on. They'll have it all over the office before I be back. They said, I'm in the so-and-so church, and they were acting like a fool, man. I don't want to see them, God. But we'll do that. We put a muffler on our praise.
Yes, sir.
And we hold it in time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you, Jesus. We need to give God the praise in the house here like we do at home sometimes.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Right. You want to know how? Well, when you see it, you be like, I hear this song, say that. You get some miserable.
Yes.
child, glory to God, and it's still working on me, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We went a little further. I know somebody might be here tonight, and they say, yes, I want to praise the Lord. I know he's a merciful God.
Yes, he is.
But look, preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. No, I sure don't. You don't know the bill that I have due. One is coming up Monday, and I don't know where the money's coming from. I would praise God if I knew where the money was coming from. Well, no one might tell you that my car noticed you. Yes, I want to praise God. But if they take my car, I won't be able to get around. Did you see that? Report. praise of the Lord.
Yes,
I clapped my hand last Sunday. I don't think I have to clap on this week. I clapped my hand in the church of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I clap on Sunday morning. Well, your aim, number 10, is to please
yes.
and satisfy people. But when you gave your mind,
Yeah!
He has love.
Yes.
He has grace.